Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to a Skype version of STEM Spots. By the way, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, and with me today is Nicholas Rogers, a student from Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Nicholas.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So, Nicholas, you and I are both here at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. We're on a program, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you got into a summer program and the ideas and things that you were looking for when you applied to programs just like this one.
Yeah, so the main thing that I was looking for was an experience outside of my university and to do something new away from what I'm used to doing in labs at home. There's programs all over the country. They're rather competitive. So Dave got me into this program, and it's a little bit different from ours because this is a PhD program as opposed to a master program, and they have a lot more to offer here.
So that may be true at some level. I didn't just help you. I applied to it myself, and so we're here as a faculty-student team. It's kind of interesting. Talk about your general impressions for the university sort of when you walked in the door, just the department and the differences and the similarities between Missouri State and here.
Well, the department here is rather nice. They have very nice facilities, lots and lots of equipment, lots of people. They have, in my opinion, more resources here than at our university, and it appears to be a larger program.
Of course, that would be expected since it's a PhD program and it's a little bit more research-oriented. Talk about some similarities, though.
Well, the types of research, at least that I'm involved in, are rather similar here than what I'm used to. Materials and things like that, they have a lot of similar equipment and facilities here than at Missouri State.
So how about the team that you're working with? Can you talk a little bit about the professor and what kind of a team he's put together?
Yeah, so we're working here with Dr. Shoshan Shu, and he has a rather large research group, postdoc and several grad students and a couple undergrads. And they're doing all different kinds of things. He has many projects going on at the same time through two labs, and lots of stuff is getting done here.
So talk about the program that you're working on, the specific project, just very broadly.
So in general, we're working on magnetic thin films, cobalt ferrites and nickel ferrites, and their magnetic properties.
Okay, so the magnetic properties of these thin films. Now, are you using techniques here to do that are similar or different or both from Missouri State?
A little bit of both. So how we make the films and a lot of the characterization we do is very much the same, but they do have a couple pieces of equipment that we don't have access to at Missouri State that we are able to use here.
So what's a typical day so far been like?
Lots of data analysis. So we have not made any new films, doing work on films that they've already made. So we'll show up to the lab, run some tests, and then spend the rest of the day analyzing the data.
So what kinds of new things have you learned? I know that you're using a particular technique, X-ray photoelectron spectroscopy, a little bit. What have you learned so far about that?
XPS is brand new to me, never used it before. It appears to be a rather useful technique. We've learned several things possibly about this film, including the way that the depositing may be affecting the magnetic properties itself and not the bulk material. It seems like a very useful surface technique and has a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Okay, so talk a little bit about the general work day here compared to Missouri State. So in a PhD program, typically it's stepped up a notch. Would you accept that that's true?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Just comparing, at least in Shaoshan's lab, the amount of time put in by him and the grad students especially, they work very long hours, very hard here. It's nonstop.
So your program is going to last a total of 10 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And talk about the utility, what you think this is going to help you apply in the future.
Yeah, so I'll be here for 10 weeks. Hopefully, this will get me some good experience, maybe get my name on a paper, get published, get a good letter of recommendation, help me get some ideas whether I want to go to grad school or not, stuff like that.
Now, I should also note that you're being paid. Can you talk a little bit about the fact that there's compensation?
Yeah, we get a weekly stipend and free room and board. So almost all programs have it, and it's somewhat competitive, but it's pretty standard.
So overall, a good experience, Nick?
Yeah, it's been great so far.
Well, Nick, it turns out we're out of time, amazingly enough. So thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Dave.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison in Lincoln, Nebraska for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.